76 is our low temperature. Well, here in Natchez, Mississippi, there's a mixture of clouds and sun early on, becoming cloudy later on. Thunderstorms may be possible during the day with a high at 93. We've got a slight chance of rain overnight and a low at 73. That's our five cities forecast for Tuesday, September 3rd. Thank you for listening. I'm Wade Hampton.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. To our show today. Today, we will be discussing a topic that is really important for the mental health and emotional welfare of our children. We will be talking about bullying. School has started again, and most of us know that bullying does happen. It's a hurt that we don't want our children to ever have to experience. Bullying is not just a local problem. Bullying is a worldwide problem. And this brings us to our topic for discussion today. Why is it so important to talk to our children about bullying? And my guest today is KJ Hawthorne, and I will allow her to introduce herself to you. Hi, KJ. How are you today?
How are you today? Good morning.
Good morning. Just like you, well, go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience so they'll know who you are and what you do.
Yes, ma'am. I'm KJ Hawthorne. I'm a lieutenant with the Rapides Parish Sheriff's Department, but I'm assigned to the Rapides Parish DARE unit, where I teach DARE to junior high kids. We also teach at fifth grade, but in my part, it's with the seventh graders in Rapides Parish.
Okay, sounds good. And I know you have come across a lot of bullying with children and whatnot. So, but today, you know, I'd just like to for you to tell the audience, why is it so important for us to talk about bullying?
Well, the main reason why it would be important, because we need to be able to have our children to be able to tell us when it is happening to them, because it can bring down their self-esteem, their, you know, cause mental health problems, emotional problems, And we don't want that with our kids. Times are hard. You know, living in today's world is hard enough as it is.
Absolutely.
So we don't.
Absolutely. So do you think, and you sort of touched on that, do you think that bullying can become a serious mental problem for those who are bullied?
Yes, ma'am. I believe it more so in the cyber world, in the cyberbullying world, because back a long time ago, you know, it was just strictly like face-to-face, which was still wrong. But now they can get on the internet, they can spread stuff, and it just keeps going on and on and on and on. And no matter how much you try to delete it and get rid of it, it's still going to be there.
That is exactly so, right. I agree with that. Now, who does most of the bullying? Where does the bullying come from? What type of individual precipitates bullying to other people, to other young people?
It's generally somebody that has low self-esteem, and they're looking for someone else that has low self-esteem. So that way, when they can do this, it makes them feel important. It makes them feel better about themselves, which is the wrong way of doing things. But generally, it's your boys like to do the hitting part, like, you know, the physical part of it. Mm-hmm. But with girls, and I mean, we have to admit it, girls, we can be mean sometimes. Okay. And they do it generally just to make themselves feel better. They're down on themselves, so if they make somebody else feel bad, it'll make them feel better.
Mm-hmm. So you would say those who are shy or loners or the ones who have low self-esteem, that would and those who don't have many friends, so that would be a category
yes,
that the bulliers would look for, right?
Yes, ma'am. Especially if they're shy and they realize maybe they might not come from a lot of, you know, wealth or something, you know, and they look to see, you know, if their clothes are not the same as what theirs are, you know, and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that way they can target in on that to make that person feel bad.
That's one of the reasons I like uniforms. Because
yes, ma'am, me too.
Everybody is in the same thing, and nobody can judge each other about their attire. So I really like uniforms.
I agree with you.
Now, how can children deal with bullying from those they interact with on a daily basis, because they can't stay away from them? Now, a lot of the kids who are bullied, I'm sure parents can tell the difference, because they don't want to go to school anymore. They start to show low performance in their schoolwork. They get sad, they isolate, and they're just not themselves. So how can they deal with that? With children that they have to be with on a daily basis, how can they deal with that?
Well, first off, they need to tell an adult like their parents, you know, and so hopefully their parents
afraid?
Will listen.
What if they're
and
afraid
then
to tell them?
Ma'am?
What if they're afraid to tell their parents? You know, because that would be the best scenario, is to tell your parents or tell somebody. But what if they're afraid?
Well, if they're afraid, then they need to try to find them a good, like, buddy system, a friend that they know that they can talk to. You know, that would be the main thing, is try to, you know, get in a buddy system or something. Mm-hmm. There's people out there that'll want to help you. There's friends out there that'll want to help you, because they don't want to be bullied either.
Right, right.
But they need to, like, they need to, I tell my seventh graders this all the time, you have to learn as hard as it is, even for adults. You have to learn, first off, not let them know that you're getting upset by it, not you're
right.
getting, you know, angry about it, or it's going to make you cry or something. And then you just have to learn to walk away from it and just ignore it. And eventually, they'll leave you alone, because you're not someone that they can pick with anymore.
Eventually,
it might take a little bit, but eventually it will. But my hope thing is that they have a support network that they can talk to. It can be anybody, their family members or parents. It can be, you know, a friend. It can be a teacher, a preacher, a youth director, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they can find that support network for that.
So do you think it's important that the teachers would be involved in talking to children, their students, about bullying?
Yes, ma'am, I would think so. If you're asking me if the teachers, if it would be beneficial for the teachers to do it?
Yeah, to talk to their students.
Yes, ma'am, I would think so, because basically they're with that child, these kids or child or children, like 8 hours a day,
right.
And they could probably see more, but I feel like, yes, ma'am. Some do and some don't,
right.
You know, I'm not going to, but all teachers have a hard job as it is.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Bullying and bullying is close to my heart because of a personal experience, because when I was in school, I was bullied. I was bullied when I was in school. Nobody knew that I was bullied, but I was. I didn't tell my parents. I would sit in the back of the class and try to become invisible, thinking nobody would see me, so nobody would bother me. And but I was bullied, and it did. It made me sad. I got a little bit, I'm sure I was depressed. I probably didn't know the difference back then.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it made me feel bad to be bullied by other children. But
It
thank God it didn't stop anything, because it didn't stop me from succeeding to getting to the place where I needed to be. But some children, it will stop them cold. And they will not want to go any further because they are bullied, because they are singled out as if they're not worth anything. And that's a bad feeling. So that's one of the reasons, too, that it's so very, very important to talk to your children about bullying. And there are other ways that you can handle bullying besides fighting about it. You don't have to fight about it. There are other ways that you can handle being bullied, and you know, that's why it's important to talk about it.
Right. I know that sometimes that's what parents will say, you know, would just, you know, fight back, hit them back and everything, but sometimes silence is the best medicine for that.
Absolutely.
I think that if you learn to not let them know that it upsets you, that it'll, you know, I'm not saying it'll quit right overnight, mm-hmm. but it eventually it'll quit, because it's not a fun target anymore.
Right.
And you got to learn to ignore it, because as long as they know that it's upsetting them, they're just going to want to keep on. And they'll start believing that it's true.
Yes.
You know, so we don't want that. But I tell them all the time, that's my main thing. You know, junior high kids are a little bit more dramatic. And so I always tell them, you got to learn to ignore it. You know you're great. You know you're wonderful, and that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Don't let that person bring you down.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad they have you to speak positive things to them.
Thank you.
That's a wonderful thing, and that's what they need. Now, you touched a little bit on cyberbullying, and that's the new thing now. Is cyberbullying.
Yes, ma'am.
So can you tell us a little more about cyberbullying, how it's perpetrated, what happens in cyberbullying? And like I said, you told us a little bit of it, but can you tell us more about cyberbullying?
Well, kids think they're safe whenever they're angry with somebody and then get on the internet and talk bad about them. And they think if they make a fake profile that they're, you know, safe by doing that. But they're not. A long time ago, you couldn't be found out. But now with technology and, you know, going even that much above, usually they can find an IP address and target who's doing it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, on cyberbullying, you don't want to bring something to the attention to be cyberbullied, too. You need to make good choices when you do get on the internet. Don't put anything foolish on there, because once somebody gets it, and once it's on the internet, it's there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said earlier, you can delete all day long and it's still going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it travels so fast.
Yes, ma'am.
To in the cyber world. And
yes, ma'am.
And we talked about how bullying, just regular bullying, affects the people who are the children who are being bullied, and sometimes it's adults too that are being bullied. It affects them in a an emotional way. So do you think it's the same way for cyberbullying?
Yes, ma'am. Because they can get a different profile where nobody knows who they are, and then they're going to just tell them all kind of stuff, make up stuff, spread stuff, you know, and even though that person knows it's not true, it's being, you know, spread and everything, it's to try to get it to, you know, to stop, to make people know that that's not true. It's kind of, internet's a good thing, but then internet can be a bad thing too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's the only way I can look at it. It can be really an awesome tool that we have now, but then it can really sometimes do the damage to somebody. It really can. But I always tell the students, you know, it's not just kids. There's adults, too, that,
absolutely,
you know, abuse it, too. So, but the best thing to do is that if you're on it, just stay positive. Do not put anything on there that can, you know, that'll give somebody a reason to try to bully you. So.
And the thing about it is that bullying sometimes has a lasting effect on people, on children, on into their adulthood. And, you know, listening to the news, many times we have heard, especially young people who murder other people or do bad things to other people, we find out that these young people have been bullied when they were in school. And it had a lasting effect on them, and it ruined their lives to be bullied. And how many people have we heard of that will commit suicide, youngsters, because of being bullied at school or being bullied when they were younger? So bullying is not something to be sneezed at. Bullying is an important and worldwide problem. It's not just local. It's a worldwide problem. And we it would be nice if we would just be more cognizant of that and talk to our children and help our children to get, you know, be aware of the type issues that bullying can cause. And maybe some of our children that we don't know even know that are bullies, some of our children could be bullies. And the parents may not even know it. But if we talk to them about it, maybe something will resonate and they will say, well, you know, I don't really need to do this. This is wrong. And it can affect our children in that way so that they will have a more positive attitude in life. So now, do you think that if you see something, say something rule applies to
yes,
bullying?
Ma'am.
And how does it apply?
I think it does. It's just like you're taking a stand. You're not being a bystander. You're going to take a stand and help that person out. But, you know, some people try to say that that's like snitching or something, but there's a difference between tattling and telling. Mm-hmm. If you know that something's going to cause harm to somebody, then you need to tell. There's a difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe we do have to, you know, step up. Like, we teach the 5 W's in our elementary curriculum. It's like, who's being bullied? If they see who's being bullied, what makes you think that they are? You know, they might see signs that this person's, you know, constantly harassing or picking on a child. And said, when did it happen?
Mm-hmm.
Where did it happen? And why do you think that they're doing it? And then that's when you need to go to a responsible adult and be able to tell them. That's where that support network comes in at.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I have no power over that, but I think it would be a good idea if the principals would meet with all of the children and talk about bullying, you know, make each other aware of the effects of bullying. I think that would be a good idea. I don't know if that will ever happen, but I just think because, like I said, bullying is horrible. Nobody wants to be bullied. Nobody wants to be put down and thought less than, you know, because it ruins lives. It changes lives. And that's not a good thing. And that's not how we want our children to progress in this world, because we want the greatest things for our children. So
exactly right.
Can you tell us a little more about bullying, and are there any resources for children who are being bullied? Is there a 1-800 number or anything that a child that's being bullied can call and get help, or what are the resources?
Well, I know that the school board, they actually have a, on their website, there's a page that you can go to report bullying. And there is a 800 bullying number. Don't have it right in front of me. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But that they can go to. But I know on the school board, with our school board website, there's a section they can go to report bullying.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to RapidsParishSchoolBoard.us, and then there's a, it'll bring you to the link to report bullying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
plus, they can go to their DARE officers, because we would be more than happy to help.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or their school resource officers.
Oh, okay.
We'd be more than happy to help. DARE officers, for sure.
Okay.
I'm kind of partial.
Okay. Oh, goodness, that's a good thing. Well, anyway, I certainly do appreciate you being with us today and giving us some much-needed information. And I hope the listeners are taking it in. And if they know anybody who's being bullied or anything that affects our children in a negative way, if you can't talk to them, then maybe you can talk to their parents if you know of something that's going on. Because it takes a village. It takes a village. And like I said before, I appreciate you being with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, too.
Okay. Okay, everybody, this is it for us. We thank you for being with us today. And I'm asking you to join us again next Tuesday at 11 o'clock for more of Just Stuff.
Aw, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
All kids face some.
It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon they throw at me. You know it won't prosper now.
Just got laid off.
I'm doing good.
House ain't even paid off.
I'm doing good.
Should be afraid, but
I'm feeling good.
All the time you say,
God is good. People come down, down, down. Don't forget who's in control. Walls are falling down, down, down. Get ready for the new Jericho. You're waiting on God. He's waiting on you.
So what you gonna do?
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me. You know it won't prosper now. Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me.
doing good.
See the world's changing.
I'm doing good.
No, it's not easy. Life can't defeat me.
God is good.
We will come down, down, down. Don't forget who's in control. Walls are falling down, down, down.
Get ready.
Get ready for the new Jericho. You're waiting on God.
You're waiting on God.
He's waiting on you.
He's waiting on you.
With all you've been through, now it's on you. So what you gonna do?
Come on.
Hey, I'm 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me. You know it won't prosper. Now, hey, oh, 1, 2, 3, get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me. You know it won't prosper. Now, the battle's not yours. It is the Lord's. Try on your own. You're not that strong, but greater is He that takes up for me. Soon they will see. My name's Victory. My name's Victory. Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3.
We got scars, but we're still winning. Sing that anthem.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me. You know it won't prosper. Now, hey, yo, 1, 2, 3.
Us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all He went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Something about